Sometimes when life seems gentle and blessings flood my way, I turn my gaze away from you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cavanis, and thank you, preacher, for escorting your granddaughter down. Wasn't that nice? Now, he told me to let y'all know that, so that those of you who are visiting, that is his granddaughter. Well, isn't it good to be saved? Know the Lord? Enjoy coming to church? Well, I tell you one thing, I hope we don't ever get to the place to where we think that we have to come to church. I hope that you're at a place in your Christian life to where you say, I get to come to church. I get to come worship God. I get to come hear the Bible preached. I get to come fellowship with other believers. Take your Bible, if you would, this morning, Proverbs chapter 28, if you would, please. Proverbs 28, we're going to read one verse, and then I'm going to read another verse out of 1 John chapter 3, but I want to read this verse as the text verse today. Proverbs chapter 28. And verse number 21. Alright, Proverbs 28, verse 21. Would you stand with me out of love and respect as we read the Word of God? Proverbs 28 and verse number 21. To have respect of persons is not good. And there's a lot of things the Bible says is not good. This is one of them. He says to have respect of persons, or to show variance or show difference in how you treat people, he says to have respect of persons is not good. Now I want you to notice the last part of this now, because that's going to be the gist of the message this morning. He says, for a piece of bread will that man transgress. For a piece of bread, that man, what man? The one who shows respect to persons. The one who begins to decide who they're going to minister to and who they're not going to minister to. The one who decides who he's going to give his offering to and who he's not going to give his offering to. The one who is unteachable, he says, for that man, for a piece of bread, will transgress. And I want you to, don't turn there, but I want you to listen as I read 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4. The Bible says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. So if we go back and look at Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 21, I think we can then say to have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread, that man will transgress. He will literally sell out in sin. That kind of person will do that type of thing. And here's what I want to talk to you about this morning. For a piece of bread, what will you do for a piece of bread? Now, Father, thank you for allowing us to assemble this morning. And we pray, Lord, that as the preaching of the Word of God goes forth, that you would have your way and that you would move in such a way that, Lord, it would be evident that the presence of God has been at work in this place today. And we do pray that you would move in hearts, stir us, Lord, about what your will is for our life, that we might do it to the best of our ability, and then may the gospel of Christ go forth and lay heavy on the hearts of those who know not Jesus this morning. And we'll give you the praise and glory now in Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. A person who will choose to treat people differently based on their financial status, their social status, or even their religious status is unstable. He said that anyone that has respect of persons, it is not good. You know, a choice to treat people based on what they can do for you or not do for you is wrong. Matter of fact, that's using people. And he says a person that has that attitude, that the way he approaches folks is, what can you do for me? Or what I don't want you to do for me, or I have no use for you. He says, for that man that has that attitude, for a piece of bread, he'll transgress. Because the attitude and spirit's there. Now, you know, we shouldn't treat people for how they can benefit us or how they can benefit our portfolio. You know, it's amazing how that we go around and we treat people based on how they can enhance our portfolio as a human being. And if we feel that they cannot enhance it, then we don't have anything to do with them. The Bible says that attitude is not good. Matter of fact, may I say to you this morning, that attitude is contrary to Jesus Christ. Totally contrary to the Scriptures. You see, a person who possesses that mindset toward people will also possess that mindset in every area of his life. May I say to you, if he'll manipulate people for his own selfish cause, then he'll manipulate his job. He'll manipulate all of his relationships, and he'll even manipulate his own church to build his own resume. You say, preacher, is there people like that? You're human, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, people are like that. People will manipulate for their own benefit. Now listen to me. that man, with that mindset, the Scripture says he'll sell out for a piece of bread. He'll sell everything for the mere enjoyment and pleasure of a moment or the satisfaction of a possession. He will relinquish his most treasured possessions for a measly piece of bread. Now, you don't have to turn there, but in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 25, there's an interesting verse here that talks about Moses. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 25, let me read it to you just for a second, and I want you to listen to what it says. It talks about Moses being a man of faith, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, for a very short time. For a very short time, that person that has that attitude will sell everything for a piece of bread. Now, I decided I'd use an object lesson this morning. So I brought a piece of bread. Now, may I say to you this morning that if I ate this piece of bread for lunch, it's not going to have a whole lot of nutritional value for me. It's not going to fill me up. You see, it's loaded. A piece of bread's loaded with leaven. Did you know the Bible says that leaven in the Scripture is a picture of what? You know, bread's loaded with it. And yet it says the guy with a mindset that'll have respect to persons, he'll sell everything for that piece of bread. He'll sell everything. If it looks, if it can benefit him, he'll go for it. You see, it's loaded with leaven, which is a picture of sin in the Bible. May I say also, it's loaded with carbs. You know how I know this? You know how I know that a piece of bread is loaded with carbs? Because when I went on a diet a long time ago, I found out that eating too much bread messes with my figure. And too much of it, I just don't have the figure I want to have. It's loaded with carbs, and you know what it does? It just destroys. It just destroys my health. So I had to stop eating bread. Well, kind of. I cut back on it. I'll tell you that. I cut back on it. Okay? But what I'm trying to say is, you know, bread, just a slice of bread, piece of bread, doesn't have a whole lot of nutritional value to it. And yet, isn't it amazing? Even though it's probably not the best thing for me, and I know bread may not be the best thing for me, the amazing thing is I still eat some of it. Even though I know it's probably not the best thing for me, loaded with carbs, loaded with leaven, and yet you know what? I still take some of it. You say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't go against the doctor's orders. Well, let me say something to you. Do you know what the great physician says? Do you know that he tells us that sin has no nutritional value for you? Do you know that sin has nothing good? It's full of leaven. It's full of carbs. Mess your figure up. You say, where you get that from? I think I read somewhere in the Bible that your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? You know what sin will do? Mess your figure up. That's why I'm saying it. Listen, bread, a man with that mindset, he'll transgress for a piece of bread. You know, yeah, I am amazed at how little Satan has to offer someone today in order for them to give over their treasured possessions. How many of you ever had a garage sale? Ever had a garage sale? I don't like garage sales. They're painful. Very painful. You say, what are you talking about? Man, I make money out of it. What pains me is the amount of money you make out of it compared to what I paid for it. That's what pains me. When I begin to look at all these things going out, what? How much did you sell that for? Honey, don't worry about it. 50 cents. 50 cents? You know how much I paid for that? And then you see something else. Whoa, how much you selling that for? Don't worry about it. I got a dollar for it. A dollar? Is it as painful for you as it is for me? It just pains me. I'm telling you, when my wife says we want to have a garage sale, I want her to have it when I'm not around, because I can't stand to see what she's selling this stuff for. Now, do you know what's no different? It amazes me how little Satan has to offer someone for them to sell out for a piece of bread. Very little. I can't believe how small of an offering he has to make for someone. How foolish we are to look upon the pleasures of sin for a season without counting the cost. Why does it take so little to deceive us today? Hey, why does it take so little for us to give our heart's treasure for a piece of bread? Why is it that America today has traded her greatness and purity for a loincloth of immorality and heathen practices? Why is it that people, for a piece of bread, listen to me, men, why is it that men have given up our place of leadership, not just in the church, but in the home? Mama's having to pick it up. For a piece of bread, we've done it. You see, I'll tell you why all this is happening. Because the valued possessions of our life today no longer mean that much to us. There are some things today that no longer mean that much to us. You see, we've lost the ability in America today to make wise decisions because the Word of God is being removed from all public forums in our country. That's why it will only take a piece of bread today. That's why it will only take just a little simple offering today for some in here to sacrifice your family. Amen. See, it gets real quiet, doesn't it? You know why? Because all of us have nibbled on that piece of bread with our family. You see, isn't it amazing how very little it takes for Satan to offer us to sacrifice our marriages, our children, our home? And may I say to you today, church is a wonderful place, but you know the church is only as strong as the families that make up that church. And if we don't do something about shoring up the home and the family, we're not going to be what God needs us to be as a church. You say, prove it in the Bible where someone messed their family up by making a bad choice. Boy, I'm glad you asked that. Because I read about a man named Achan in Joshua chapter 6 and Joshua chapter 7. Jericho was cursed by God. Now we know the story. They marched around 7 times. The walls of Jericho fell. The kids, we teach them that in children's church. They come home singing about the walls of Jericho. And the walls came tumbling down. Right? Well, just prior to that, Joshua said, "Now, folks, got some instructions for you." It's always good to listen to God's instructions before you go do something. He said, "Let me give you some instructions. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in, but don't you dare take anything. Don't take anything. I don't care what you see. Leave it alone." Well, I imagine that when Pastor Joshua gave the congregation that information, I imagine they all said, "Amen! Amen! We're with you, preacher!" Until they got inside. And then they started looking around, and old Brother Achan saw some gold and silver, some Babylonian garments. He said, "Oh, you know what? You're not going to miss this, right? Nobody's going to miss this." So he grabbed him a few of them and hid them in his tent. And may I say to you today that if you go check me out and read, you'll find that it did affect his family. Matter of fact, he ended up sacrificing his family because of a decision. You know what he sold out for? A piece of bread. A piece of bread. He sold his family out, his wife and his kids. Say, "Well, how did they find out about it, preacher?" God told them. Hey, folks, be sure. Okay, that means the Scripture says there's no question about it. Be sure, guaranteed, your sin will find you out. Say, "Well, they ain't found me out yet." Hold on, it'll be all right. You say, they ain't found me out yet. Can I ask you something? What's time with God? Time doesn't mean anything with God. The only thing it means something to is you and me. God just bide his time because there's a place and there's a time. And then God, listen, what I would rather do, I would rather come repent and get right about it and expose it before God there before he has to expose it to everybody else. Because I'm telling you, that's a better way to do it because you can actually get right with God. He might have a little mercy on your soul, but if not, you know what he's going to do? Hey, you can hide in secret, but he's going to shout it on the housetop. Yeah. So just get ready. You see, the thing about it is, Achan could have gotten right about that and repented, but no, he didn't want to. You know what God did? God revealed that, narrowed it down to Achan's family, said, gather them all up. Get mama, get the kids, get all of his possessions. Took them out. Wait a minute now. Stoned them. And then burnt them. So, God still do that today? There may not be a stoning or burning, but after God gets finished with you, you may want to be stoned. Sacrificed his family for a piece of bread. But we do it all the time today. Yeah. Homes busted up. Children busted up. All over America. Fragmented everywhere. Why? Because mama or daddy decide they want to go out for a piece of bread. Cost them their home. You say, but it was just one time. One time? How many sins does it take to be a sinner? One. You see, I'm just saying to you folks this morning that listen, for a piece of bread, we're sacrificing our families. We're sacrificing them on the altar of pleasure. Maybe to gain a little wealth. Maybe to gain a little self-pleasure. Whatever it may be, I'm here to tell you this morning, we're selling out for a stinking piece of bread that ain't good anyway. Got a lot of car, mess your figure up. Can I say, mess your family up? Yeah, sin will get in there and mess your family up. But wait a minute, there's not just people selling out for a piece of bread and sacrificing their family. May I say to you, number two, there are people selling out for a piece of bread and sacrificing their financial freedom. I want to say something. I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Do you know why most people can't give as much as they want to the ministry of Jesus Christ? It's because they're giving too much of it to Visa and MasterCard. Amen! Boy, I tell you one thing. I knew this was going to be good because this morning... Well, I won't go there. I knew this was going to be good this morning because from the time I got up until the time I got to church, me and the devil was in a boxing match. You ever been in a boxing match with the devil? You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to make me eat this piece of bread. He was. He said, listen, you talk like that and then people ain't going to like this. Well, wait a minute. You know what? There's a lot of things mama gave me like broccoli and cheese and you know, stuff like that. It wasn't good for me. At least I didn't think it was good for me, but I ate it anyway. You see, all morning long, he said, listen here, you know what I got for you? I got a piece of bread here. He said, you put that sermon away and get you one of them little candy stick ones out, tickle everybody's ear, it'd be all right. You know, I looked at that piece of bread. I said, you crazy man, that's going to mess my figure up if I keep eating this. This got loaded with carbs. And may I say to you, some of us today, we're strapped financially. You say, anybody in the Bible ever make a decision about finances that cost them their financial freedom? Boy, I found one. Yeah. If you go over and look in Acts chapter 5, I found a husband and wife. Both of them made that financial decision. And you know what? Didn't take long. God said, you ain't got no finances no more, and you ain't got no freedom no more. You see, what did they do? They sacrificed their financial freedom for a piece of bread. Very little nutritional value. Lots of carbs. You see, the main source of most of our problems many times stem back to financial problems. Some have mortgaged their children's college tuition to have a better car, or better boat, better home. And by the way, I'm not against nice cars and boats and hunting gear and things. I'm not against any of that. I'm against it when you mortgage your children's future for it. I like that bumper sticker I saw the other day. It says, I'm spending my children's inheritance. Okay, amen. That's fine. Had one said, no, I'm not leaving my kids any inheritance. I said, why? I said, because all they're going to do is fight over it. I said, didn't think about that. So I'm saving them from sinning against God. So I'm going to spend it all. Hey, that's a pretty good way to look at it. I didn't think about that. I think that's what I'll do. I'd hate to be a stumbling block, wouldn't you? Oh, let me tell you something. We're selling out our families. We're selling out our financial freedom. Ananias and Sapphira lost their lives because of a decision that they, a financial decision that they made. For what? For a piece of bread. For a little extra cash in their pocket. Hey, folks, have we lost our minds? You mean to tell me that for a little extra cash in your pocket, you're willing to sacrifice what could be your financial future till the day you die? No wonder the church is in such situations that it is. No wonder. Can you imagine if every born-again, baptized believer just tithed and gave an offering, the church would never, ever, ever have to say, boy, you know what? I wonder how we're going to pay the bills today. Wonder how we're going to meet our missions commitment today. But you know what? Isn't it amazing? People get all nervous to put a dollar in an offering plate. Don't think anything about writing a $1,200 check to Visa. Huh? I told you it's going to be good. You know why I do it? For a piece of bread. For a piece of bread. You know, when people do that, my question is, are you enjoying that slice of bread? Because that may be what you have to eat until you get out of debt. Well, let's move on. That went over like a lead balloon. All right, let's go to the third thing. All right? For a piece of bread, we're sacrificing our families. We're sacrificing our financial freedom. May I say to you, we're sacrificing our faith. So who did that? Well, I think I read somewhere in the Bible that Peter denied the Lord three times. Can I say something to you? You know what you've got that's more valuable? That outside your salvation is more valuable to you than anything. It's called your testimony. Your testimony for Jesus Christ is the most valuable thing outside of salvation that we have. And yet it's amazing. It's amazing of how many people give away their testimony for Jesus Christ for a piece of bread. For something so insignificant. So insignificant. And yet the world is starving to death to see what true Christianity really is. Starving for it. Looking, what is? What is the truth? What is sincere Christianity? Is anybody living the life that Jesus wants them to live? The world is starving for it. Hey, listen, folks, we need to stop getting that attitude. Well, I ain't going to go to church for a bunch of hypocrites. Well, I'll tell you what. The next time you go to your job and you see your boss do something that he told you he wouldn't do, don't ever go back. Don't ever show up again at work. You say, well, don't you know? I gotta make a living. That's how I earn my living. Amen. You understand the point now? You see, now who's the hypocrite? You see, that don't fly. That don't hold water. You see, we're so concerned. We're so concerned about our public image in the community. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to be right, okay? And we're going to do things right. And we're going to do them respectful. But whether we ever get the approval of anybody in the community, that ain't what we're here for.
What we're here is to get the approval of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, as long as we're here, we ain't selling out for a piece of bread. Ain't happening. But you know what? Somebody going to come, and they're going to come to you. Maybe from the outside. Ooh, maybe from the inside. And say, hey, listen, you know what? You know that preacher was talking about a slice of bread? He was saying it ain't got no nutritional value. Well, I did some study on that. And I found out that it's got this much protein and da-da-da-da-da-da, and it ain't that bad for you. And they're going to try to get you to nibble on that piece of bread they've been nibbling on. You see, some have sacrificed their faith. Listen, we're so concerned about what the community expects from us. Hey, can I say, what does God expect from us? What does the Lord think about us? Hey, you know the world expects us to live right, talk right, be right, do right? And when we sacrifice our faith for a piece of bread, it's like slapping Jesus in the face. For a piece of bread? Yeah, for a piece of bread. For a slice of bread, people are sacrificing their families, sacrificing their financial freedom, sacrificing their faith. Oh, well, let me give you one more. I found one other guy that kind of meets the criteria of the last thing I want to say. There are some that are selling out for a piece of bread and sacrificing their future. Their future. Say, did you find somebody in the Bible that met that criteria? Yeah, I did. And a matter of fact, I found this old boy, and he was about as close to Jesus as you could get. The problem was, he wasn't a believer. So you know what that tells me? That tells me just coming to church. And just because in a congregation this bad, big, doesn't mean there's 100%. That 100% of us have been born into the family of God. You see, there was a man by the name of Judas Iscariot that sold out for 30 pieces of silver. You know what he sold out? Wait a minute now. Sold his soul for a piece of bread. A piece of bread! And now he's forever without God and an eternity in hell. For that? You mean we've got people that were willing to walk out of here this morning after hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're willing to leave out of here and sacrifice your future for 30 pieces of silver? For a piece of bread? If I could interview Judas Iscariot today, you think he'd say, boy, I tell you what, folks, sell out for a piece of bread. It's the best piece of bread you'll get. I think if I brought Judas Iscariot and interviewed him here today, I think he'd have a little bit different tune about that 30 pieces of silver today. I'm here to tell you, my dear friend, Matthew chapter 16, verse number 26, the Bible says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you leave out of here this morning without Jesus Christ, what you're saying is, I'm going to gamble my soul because, you know what? After church, I got a piece of bread waiting for me. A piece of bread? That's it? In compared to your soul? How do you compare a piece of bread with your soul? It's uncomparable. You see, Satan is offering today a mere piece of bread. He's offering today to millions and millions and millions of people, offer them a piece of bread, a little bit of success, a little money, a little this, a little that, a little prosperity. Oh, how about a little fame? You see, it's almost without exception, you cut the TV on, watch the sports channel, almost constantly, always hearing about some professional athlete selling out for a piece of bread. Now, wait a minute. Wait, stop here just a minute. These guys are making millions of dollars. And yet they're selling out. You know why they're selling out? They're selling out, many of them, for fame. Because they want to be on Sports Illustrated. Or they want to be on ESPN. Or they want to do us. So they're willing to do whatever it takes. And they're selling their future for a piece of bread. May I say to you this morning, you have one soul and one soul only. And that's it. And when God calls your number and it's time for you to check out, that soul's going somewhere. And you're going to decide this morning where you're going to spend eternity. My simple question is, please don't tell me you're willing to sell your soul for a piece of bread. For something so that has no nutritional value? You're willing to sell your soul for something like that? And give up your entire eternity with God for a piece of bread? I think you're here this morning because that's not what you really, in your deepest heart of hearts, wants to do. Let me leave this with you. Jesus in John chapter 6 simply made a statement. He said, I am the bread of life. You say, wait a minute, I thought you said it has no nutritional value. Wait a minute now. I said, this bread has leaven. That bread he's talking about was unleavened. No sin. He says, listen, you come to this bread. You partake of this bread. He says, you know what you'll have? You can walk out of here with life everlasting. We have people this morning sacrificed our families for a piece of bread. Sacrificed our financial freedom and our faith. And some this morning, I hope you'll not leave with the desire to sacrifice your future. Sacrifice your future for a piece of bread. But I will say this. Every time I walk into the kitchen, I see that bread. Did you know it's my choice? Did you know it's my choice whether I go over there and fix me a sandwich? Make me a peanut butter sandwich? Tank that thing up with that much peanut butter? Bread. You say, ooh, preacher, you better not. Gonna mess your figure up. And may I say to you, without Jesus Christ, you're gonna be messed up. But it's gonna be for eternity. Would you bow your heads with me this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. How many of you here this morning say, preacher, no question whatsoever, I know.